End of one quarter, 15-11. Tigers with the lead. Carroll with the ball. Warsaw will play in game two of the Elkhart Sectional next Tuesday at Northside Gym. We'll go on as soon as the first game goes final. So we'll be on the air 7:15, but we want to start listening about 7 so you don't miss anything. Peters with the ball for Carroll, hands back to Sampson. Sampson runs into Yeager on the baseline, backs out the corner, shoots a three over him, and hits it. We don't have individual numbers on three-pointers, free throw shooting, stuff like that. All we have are averages. And he's hit 2 3-pointers here early on. Carroll within one, 15-14. Bricker, right corner, Trey Davis. Hands back to Bricker. A three to answer is going to be an air ball long. The rebound is loose on the floor and out of bounds off of Carroll. And Warsaw is going to get another possession, I think. Yes, they're going to get another possession because Luke Yeager got his nose dirty down under the basket. What do you see in the numbers, Jared?
For the first quarter, Warsaw was 6 of 11 from the field for 54%. Only turned the ball over one time, but Carroll has turned the ball over twice.
Warsaw gets it in. Trey Davis out to Jackson Gould. Flips it back to Bricker. Now to Yeager. Same spot he hit one. Shoots again. That one's a little long. Trey Davis got a hand on it. He grabs the rebound out near the center circle. Jackson Gould down to the right baseline. Falling, firing, and missing. Tipped away from Yeager by Bricker, but Davis ends up with it. Then he throw one-handed pass up the sidelines, and Sinish picked it off. Sinish races it up the middle of the floor. Oh, tried to hand it off. Rudolph, and Sampson was in the backcourt, got away with a turnover, but he threw a bad pass, and Jackson Gould picked it off anyway. Gould off a screen, top of the circle, backs away from the three-point arc, now spins in, fakes, up and under left-handed, no good. Tipped up, no good. Trey Davis back up, foul call. Sinish, what you would call in April, May, and June in the NBA, a hard foul. Not malicious, not unsportsmanlike, just aggressive and assured.
Yeah,
maybe the word I'm looking for.
He was going to make sure Trey didn't get a chance to get an and-one opportunity.
Davis free throw is good.
Last two possessions, Trey Davis, 3 offensive rebounds. And if you're the Tigers, that's what you have to have, because on misses, giving yourselves extra opportunity is going to benefit you, especially in the third and fourth quarter.
Carson Gould in, Yeager out. Davis made one, missed one. Rebound to Peters for Carroll. 16-14, Tigers by 2, a minute and a half into quarter 2. Pardon off a screen, Sampson. Drives in, kicks it out to Peters. Peters up the baseline, cut off by Martin. Back out to Sampson. Runs around 1, runs around 2, forced up a bad shot, no good. Foul called against Warsaw. Martin with the foul, his first. Warsaw with only 4 team fouls, but it feels like every time Carroll drives the basket, they get a foul call, which is not talking about the officiating. It's about Carroll's aggressiveness.
Yeah, right there, Brant was in good position if he just stayed put, but instead he forced himself to go forward towards the ball handler, and at that point you have to get back to being legal before you can be considered a legal defender, and he didn't have the opportunity to do that.
First one, no good by Sampson. Again, Carroll 12-9. They're 6-3 in the Summit. As Sampson gets ready to shoot the second, the sophomore puts that one up and in. So that gives him 9 points. Warsaw's lead is 116-15. Until I was prepping for this game over the weekend, I didn't realize who was leading the Summit. I'll tell you who it is in just a minute. Bricker hands back to Jackson Gould. Jackson steps back for a 3-pointer. It's in and out. Davis tipped the rebound to Martin. Martin trying to go back up. He does. He scores. Trey Davis kept it alive. He doesn't get credit for that on the score sheet, but Martin gets the rebound and the putback, and Warsaw leads 18-15. Pardon, down to the baseline for Truesdale. Draylen one dribble and throws it out top for Rudolph, down to the near corner. Pardon for 3, no good. Weak side rebound, saved in by Carson Gould. What a save by Carson to Bricker. Tigers with the lead by 3 and the ball. Oh, and then Jackson threw an underhand pass on that with that bad arm, and it hit his brother right in the foot. The good news is Tigers ended up with it. Carson off a high screen. Down to the free throw line. Inside, Jackson Gould. Reverse layup is good. I didn't think Jackson had room to get that off the glass, Jared, but he must have.
Yeah, and it luckily was on his good shoulder side, but what a pass by Carson down from the lane. The elbow from the lane down to the block, and Jackson's able to hit a reverse layup.
Sampson to the left elbow. Lobs at the near corner for Rudolph. Rudolph to the elbow, out to Pardon. Pardon with a ball fake, trying to spin on Jackson Gould. He did. He shot it. He missed it. Rebound loose in the lane. Grabbed by Sinus. She puts it back up and in. And a timeout's called here by the Chargers. 4:49 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw 20, Carroll 17. We're back in 30 seconds on Newsdow Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jared Shaw, Steve Scott back at the station tonight. 2017 Tigers. We'll see what Ryan Abbott had in mind here. I almost expected full court pressure, but that was not coming. Carson Gould, left corner. All the way across, wide open. Bricker, 20-footer, no good. Trey Davis, another offensive rebound. Takes it back to the elbow. Lobs across to Jackson Gould. Ball fake, wide open, three-pointer, way short. Rebound grab by Truesdale for Carroll. Truesdale, up the middle of the court, uncontested to the top of the circle. Flipped it back to Pardon, now to Truesdale. He cuts down the lane and off the glass he goes and in. Draylen with his first two. Carroll has scored the last four, and they trail by one. 4:14 left to play first half.
That's the first time that's happened with Warsaw. They did not communicate very well. They had two guys running at Pardon, and that left the guy that ended up scoring wide open, Truesdale.
Left corner, Trey Davis. Up the sideline, Carson Gould. He'll cut to the foul line, then throw it back out to Trey. Out to Carson. Right side to Martin. Out to the right wing for Jackson Gould. Gould back out top to Martin. Martin dribbles to the left wing, hands off to Trey Davis, who'll bring it out to the top. 3:48 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw leads 2019 over Carroll. Davis left wing, out to Bricker at the left elbow, faces up. Got run into, play goes on. He'll shoot a three-pointer, and he got it. He missed a wide open 20-footer a little bit ago. He hits that one, the guy in his face for his 39th. Rudolph the other way for three. No good. Long rebound. Carson Gould from the Tigers. Warsaw with the ball in a four-point lead. Up ahead to Bricker. Bricker surveys the scene, and his pass is taken away at the top. Sampson with a steal. Takes it down, and he missed it! He missed it, and a foul's called on Carroll. Holy cow. Sampson got a little too fancy, and he missed it, and it's out of bounds to Warsaw.
Well, and Carson Gould, he could hear his footsteps, but Carson completely bailed out and went away, which is exactly what he should have done. There was no chance he was going to be able to block the shot. They miss it. Luckily, Luke Bricker sprinting the floor to grab that rebound, and then they get another foul on top of that. So what could have been another disaster possession for Warsaw defensively turns into something positive because Carroll gets another foul, and they're up to five team fouls.
Sampson missed a wide-open layup and then committed a foul going for the rebound. Carson Gould, left wing. Now he'll throw it across the top to Jaeger. Jaeger back to Carson. And his bad pass is picked off by Pardon. And Pardon will take it out. Oh, he was going to dunk that, and he barely made the layup. Jackson Pardon with four. It's 23-21, and two bad turnovers for the Tigers.
They're getting a little less lackadaisical in their passing where they're throwing 25-foot passes, and those just aren't going to work against a good quality defense.
Carson Gould up the baseline on Sampson, lost the ball, picked it back up. Out to Bricker for a 22-footer. In and out, and the rebound's grabbed by Sinish for Carroll. Up ahead to Rudolph. He throws it down court to Truesdale. All the way across to Sampson, and he traveled. Sampson got happy feet. Oh, and then Luke Bricker went to get the basketball. And Sampson says, no, you're not going to go get this basketball. Timeout, Tigers. 2:17 left to play in the first half. Warsaw 23, Carroll 21. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Great to have you with us. Wherever you are listening, however you're listening, including those who are watching us online at warsaw-tigers.com. Warsaw with the ball leading 23-21. And Bricker got tied up trying to curl off the screen. Pardon grabbed a hold of him. Wouldn't let him around. The ball hit Bricker in the arm and went into the Carroll bench. And here comes Hauser back to the game for the Chargers. He averages almost 15 a game, but just 2 points so far because he has two fouls. Into the front court comes Sampson, near side for Truesdale. And that's the brother. That is Darian Truesdale. Pass across to Sampson. Sampson bounces for Pardon. Carson Gould fell down, shoots it up. Offensive foul. I'll give you two guesses if you're not watching. Who took that charge? Jackson Gould. That's the answer, and that's number 22 in 23 games for Jax.
And he gets set so early on that one that I thought Pardon was going to be able to see it and realize not to come into him. But Jackson gets it. And that was a pretty big collision. That wasn't a flop by any means, and he took all of it, and he earned that charge.
Jackson Gould hands off to Martin, top of the circle. Makes a move, got around Sampson, all the way to the rack for two. Brant Martin right down the middle of the lane to score to make it 25-21. Warsaw by four with 90 seconds left to play in the first half. Rudolph left corner off a Sampson screen to the wing. Then back toward the sideline to Sampson. They want to go to Peters down and deep against Yeager, but they couldn't get him the ball that trip. Into the corner, Rudolph. Baseball pass across Sampson. A three on the way. It's long, and the rebound's going to go out of bounds and belong to Warsaw with 1:11 left in the half, and the Tigers leading by four. And Warsaw's got to play a good 1:11 here to finish off his half.
Yeah, and that definitely includes the communication on defense, because I have a feeling that whole 30-second timeout that Coach Moore took was talked about communication, and then right there he's screaming, trying to get guys to understand them where they got to be.
Jackson Gould, top of the circle, lost the handle on the ball, dives to his knees, and calls timeout. Timeout Tigers, 57 seconds left to play. We'll keep it here with Warsaw leading 25-21. Again, Carroll's won the first two games of the night. They won the freshman game at the buzzer, 34-32 in the Career Center. They won the JV game with 3.8 left, 48-47. Robbie Finlinson with a season-high 24 points. Cannot wait to watch him help the varsity team next season.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, because then you're adding another option to the perimeter where you can't face guard just Luke Bricker. You're going to have to find, you know, you're going to have to find Robbie in transition and Robbie in the half court set, and that's going to free up Luke. That's going to free up different options. It could be a fun season for Warsaw offensively, because everybody on the floor is going to have the ability to score the basketball.
Bricker to throw it in at the end of the scores table. And he'll get it into Jackson Gould right in front of him. 55 seconds left to play first half. Warsaw with a four-point lead and the basketball and the possession arrow on the Nextel ball, which could be the start of the third quarter. Carson Gould, far side to Jackson. Jackson back to the near side to Carson Gould, 40 seconds. Guarded by Draylen Truesdale. Now to the far side for Jackson Gould. Brett Patrick's behind him, so he's peeking back to see the count. He starts into the lane and then backs back out with 28 seconds. Now he starts back in from the left. Now he starts back out above the volleyball line again. 23 seconds, 22, 21. Guarded by Sampson. Got around him and then dribbles back out. And a whistle, and we have a stoppage. Is Jackson Gould bleeding? Yep. Jackson Gould has sprung a leak. So they're going to try to clean that up. And are they not going to let him come back in the game, stay in the game?
Looks like they're going to take him out.
They're going to take him out. Well, that doesn't help. It's 15.6 left. Bricker to throw it in about 3 feet from where he was last time. And he'll throw it into the backcourt to Trey Davis. 13 seconds. Trey dribbles left. Gets outside the lane, all the way across to Martin. Martin with a jab step, 7 seconds, six. Up the baseline on Peters, falls, fires, no good. Rebound to Peters, and Peters will throw it the length of the court, and it'll be wide to the right. Warsaw 25, Carroll 21 here at halftime. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den, the senior cheerleaders, of which there are two, are being honored here for their work over the last 4 years. 25-21, Warsaw with the lead over Carroll here at halftime. First half scoring for the Chargers. Jair Sampson's their leader. He's got 9 points. Jackson Pardon, 4. Cannon Hauser, 2. Draylen Truesdale, 2. And Andrew Seinisch, 4. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 1. Jackson Gould, 6. Luke Bricker's got 9 on 3 three-pointers. He's the leader. Brant Martin, 4, and Luke Yeager, 5, including a 3-point basket. Warsaw led it after 1, 15-11. Both teams scored at 10 in the second quarter to give us our 25-21 halftime score. We were tied once at 6, and we had 3 lead changes, all 3 in the first quarter of play. The JV game went to Carroll, 48-47 on a basket with 3.8 left. The Carroll freshman beat Warsaw on the Career Center gym 34-32 on a 3-pointer at the buzzer. And there's every indication that this game is going to be that close also. 25-21, Warsaw leads Carroll. Jared's got the first half stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den. Warsaw leads Carroll 25-21. It's time for the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Jared?
For Carroll, they finished 9 of 18 from the field for 50%. That included 2 of 8 behind the three-point line, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Carroll had 11 total rebounds and 5 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 10 of 24 from the field. That's 41%. They went 4 of 12 behind the three-point line. They were also 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Warsaw had 10 total rebounds and 5 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Carroll had 2, Warsaw had 3. Second chance points, Carroll had 4, Warsaw had 3. Points per possession, Carroll played to a .95, while Warsaw played to a 1.04. And points off the bench, Carroll had 2, Warsaw had 7.
I'm noticing Warsaw got off more shots. How many offensive rebounds did Warsaw have in that first half of play?
They have Warsaw for 5 offensive rebounds, 4 of which were Trey Davis's offensive rebounds.
I believe that. Trey did an excellent job. He got them more chances. Unfortunately, they weren't able to cash him in because only 3 points off those second chances, and you go 10 for 24 in your home court and shoot 41%.
Yeah, when you get those second and third chance opportunities like we saw in that first half and you don't come away with a bucket, that's a tough one to take if you're the Warsaw Tigers, and that's something they have to do a better job at. But what you're seeing is they get those offensive rebounds and immediately their eyes go to kick it out. Maybe a little more aggressive action after you get those offensive rebounds and taking a dribble towards the basket and look for some arms to go up through to try to finish might maybe shrink that poor shooting percentage in and around the basket area after those offensive rebounds.
25-21. Warsaw leads by 4, and it'll be Tiger ball to start the third quarter when we come back. The halftime stats have been brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and at aldiferbergen.com. The third quarter is next on News Now Warsaw.